The replacements rocker Tommy Stinson stumps for Virginia Democrats after they refuse to disavow homicide fantasizing Jay Jones. By Warner Todd Houston on October 14, 2025. The replacements guitarist Tommy Stinson has shown his support for Virginia's Democrat gubernatorial candidate Abigail Spanberger, who has refused to denounce fellow Democrat Jay Jones for his text messages calling for the death of a Republican and his family. Stinson was seen on the campaign trail for Spanberger alongside failed Democrat vice presidential candidate Tim Kaine and equally failed Democrat presidential candidate Amy Klobuchar. The two Democrat senators and the rocker were out Monday canvassing for Spanberger in Manassas, Virginia, according to Stereo.com. A guitar-wielding Tommy Stinson of the legendary MN-based band The Replacements hit the campaign trail with a Tim Kaine on the harmonica with At Guzman for Virginia and Me in Manassas to kick off a canvass for Elizabeth and At Spanberger for Va, the next governor of Virginia. pic.twitter.com/6oturfqx1. Amy Klobuchar, at Amy Klobuchar, October 12, 2025. It's been a great weekend so far. I kicked things off yesterday by jamming alongside my friend Tommy Stinson and getting folks fired up to knock on doors for At Stacey Carol Vaughn and At Guzman for Virginia. Special thanks to my friend At Amy Klobuchar for coming out to Manassas, too. pic.twitter.com/mgh2xgknr. Tim Kaine, at Tim Kaine, October 11, 2025. Spanberger has been taking heat for refusing to denounce Democrat candidate for Virginia Attorney General Jay Jones, who was caught sending text messages on August 8, 2022, to Republican delegate Kerry Coyner, who was taken aback when he apparently wished that then-House Speaker Todd Gilbert and his children be gunned down. Three people, two bullets, read a text from Jones. Gilbert, Hitler, and Pol Pot. Gilbert gets two bullets to the head. Spoiler. Put Gilbert in the crew with the two worst people you know and he receives both bullets every time, he also wrote. Spanberger has also been under pressure over her stance on allowing men who identify as women entering women's bathrooms, changing rooms, and locker rooms. A former Roanoke College women's swimmer slammed Spanberger for her comments about keeping males out of female sports. The cowardice and refusal to give a clear yes or no on keeping Governor Youngkin's policy protecting Virginia's girls destroys all trust in Spanberger's judgment and integrity, said former Roanoke women's swim captain Lily Mullen. I firmly believe that if you are unable to denounce such outward disregard for the rights of girls who live in the great Commonwealth of Virginia, then you are unworthy holding any office, let alone that of a governor, she stated, adding that Spanberger was pandering to radical gender ideology. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston, Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston, or at x/Twitter at WT Houston.